Mark Meadows surrenders in Fulton County hours before Trump. By Nick Gilbertson on August 24, 2023. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, who served at the tail end of former President Donald Trump's administration, has been arrested after turning himself in Fulton County, Georgia, following the fourth Trump indictment. The Associated Press and Axios both reported Meadows' surrender in relation to allegations brought by Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis's office that he, the 45th president, other aides, and lawyers committed multiple crimes, including racketeering, while contesting the 2020 election. In total, the indictment charges 18 co-defendants. Meadows faces two charges, with soliciting an official to violate their oath of office accompanying the RICO charge, as Breitbart News reported. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis cites Meadows' involvement in setting up calls between Trump and various state legislators as evidence of his violation of state law, conduct that primarily falls under the duties of Chief of Staff, as Meadows' attorneys noted. The former Chief of Staff and U.S. Representative's bond has been set at $100,000, according to a copy of the order obtained by Politico's senior legal affairs reporter Kyle Cheney. The bond comes with some conditions, according to the document. Meadows will be required to report to pretrial supervision every 30 days and may report by telephone. He is prohibited from violating any state or federal law and shall perform no act to intimidate any person known to him to be a co-defendant or witness. Meadows' surrender precedes Trump's expected arrest and processing at the Fulton County Jail later Thursday. Trump announced in the afternoon his surrender would take place around 7:30 p.m. after noting the number of Twitter impressions his interview with Tucker Carlson on Wednesday evening made in competition with the Republican presidential debate. 231 million views, and still counting. The biggest video on social media, ever, more than double the Super Bowl. But please excuse me, I have to start getting ready to head down to Atlanta, Georgia, where murder and other violent crimes have reached levels never seen before, to get arrested by a radical left, low-life district attorney, Fannie Willis, for a perfect phone call, and having the audacity to challenge a rigged and stolen election. The evidence is irrefutable. Arrest time, 7:30 p.m. A mugshot of Meadows circulated soon after reports of his surrender, in similar fashion to how some other co-defendants' mugshots went viral on Wednesday. It remains unclear if Trump's mugshot will be taken.